Now that we have got two vice presidents that were appointed by the president of the country, we believe that DP Mpoko represents those who are in ZAPO. And in that situation, we are saying, since ZAPO was mainly representing the people of Matabeleland mainly, we want to believe that we have got an obligation to try and engage them. And in the past, really, we've been trying to engage some other vice presidents, for instance, the late John Komo, without any success. But from the look of things, it seems the VP always is running around meeting people in Gwanda. Just this weekend, he was here in Bulawayo. We want to believe that possibly he's a person who is reachable and is able to accommodate people, especially on some other critical issues of the industry that has closed down and some other challenges that the country is facing.
In fact, he did talk about reviving the city's industries to create employment and for economic growth. Do you think he can make a difference, especially compared to his predecessors? Or there's more to this issue?
The bottom line is that for any country to revive this industry, you need to have money. But we'll not just shy away and say that the country has no money. We just want to engage him and see what plans, what strategies he has got. As we speak now, industry is closed for Christmas. They'll be opening sometime in February. There is no clear date to leave the public office. And we believe that his salary comes from the ratepayers' money. He must make sure that something is done for the people of Bulawayo, whom we believe that is also enjoying the benefits in terms of our income tax and the rates. So we'll engage him.